One of the greatest strengths of the federal government is the excellent work that's done on a daily basis. The Service to America Medal Award ceremony on Monday recognized a lot of people that do outstanding work. And unfortunately, the story remains the same, that the public will likely never hear much about people like the Service to America Medal winners. Tom Shoups, editor-in-chief of Government Executive Magazine, and he sees some common threads in the SAMMY's recipients that might explain why these stories are not as well known as the scandals that we hear about and report on and talk about. Tom, it was great to see you on Monday night, and I'm always happy to have you on the program. What's the common thread here that you think might explain why these stories are hard to get out there?
Well, I think there's a lot of reasons why they're hard to get out, because it runs counter to pretty much every trend in the country at this point. But I think what's really interesting is, especially this year, is it was almost as if for every major scandal story you heard about, there was a counter story of people doing amazing things within that agency, such as Veterans Affairs, where Dr. William Bauman and Nan M. Spungen are doing this tremendous work at the Bronx VA Medical Center with people with spinal cord injuries. And no one's ever going to know about this, but it's making a tremendous difference in a lot of people's lives. And that's stuff that, you know, at best, once a year, there's this one event for a relatively small group of people to learn about it, and that's about it.
We talked about this on the Federal News Countdown this week with Molly O'Neill and Jonathan Bruhl, and Jonathan pointed out the Service to America medals as one of his stories. And I said the category this year that impacted me the most was the Call to Service Award, because you had two of them. Two of the people that were up for that were on my show over the last couple of months. One of them was Jonathan Baker from the Air Force, who saved, I think the number, and if I'm wrong, I apologize, it was like $4 billion that he saved the government in negotiating contracts to launch satellites into space. And Sophia Hussein from the Securities and Exchange Commission was up for that one, too. She investigates Ponzi schemes, and she returned, I think, like $500 million to people who have been involved in those schemes, and neither one of them won. I mean,
yeah,
those are fantastic, wonderful, amazing achievements, and they didn't even get it. It's just amazing. This is amazing to me that it is so hard for these stories to get out there. I mean, I confess, all the years I've been in this business and all the years I've been following this space, it still amazes me that nobody outside of our sphere of coverage wants to cover this stuff.
Yeah, and I think that's sort of the crux of the issue, that, you know, in terms of other people in the media, these are viewed as essentially boring stories and not worthy of coverage, and not nearly as sexy as the scandal story of the day. And I also think that this, and we've talked about this before, this is a big failure of the country's political leadership. And that's one thing I came away from this year's event thinking, that, you know, next year is the year the Obama administration ought to buy into this in a big way, because they've got no excuses left. He doesn't have to run for re-election. He doesn't have to worry about the midterms anymore. He just has to play out the last 2 years of his administration. And now's the time when you could afford to step up and say, you know what, I'm going to make an issue out of the fact that there are really amazing people working in government, and buy into this thing and have them at the White House. That's how it becomes a news event, is if he says, I'm making a big deal out of this.
I heard a really interesting exchange between two very high-level career employees after this was over, talking about the president. One of them said he should have been here. And, you know, I'm sensitive to the schedule of the president of the United States. I recognize that it's pretty tricky, and there are a few distractions going on in the world right now. But I thought the particularly insightful comment was from the person that the first person was talking to, who said he could have at least sent a video. Now, the OPM director, Catherine Archuleta, read a statement from the president. It was a very well-written, very nice, and I think a very uplifting statement. I think it was terrific that Ms. Archuleta, who is the leader of the personnel office of the federal government, delivered it. But boy, what an impression even a video from the president would have made with those same words coming out of his mouth.
Yeah. And I think last year the SAMI winners did ultimately get invited to the White House at one point, but it couldn't have been more played down. Like, there was no publicity about it. There was no, it was almost as if they just wanted to get this done with the least amount of visibility as possible. And I understand that, you know, in an era where there's a lot of high-profile scandals, no politician in this day and age wants to really be associated with bureaucrats and bureaucracy too much. And they all want to send the message, hey, you know, we're doing something about all these bad things that are happening in government, and we're taking action. And then they sort of parenthetically say, but you know, not everything is bad in government. And it would just be great if we could flip that message and say, listen, there's just a ton of stuff that goes on in government that's great. And yes, there are things that are bad, and that's inexcusable. But that, everybody should understand, is the exception and not the rule. You know, people, there's lousy movies every year, but they still have the Oscars, you know, and it reinforces that there are great things going on, and it says to the people who are not doing great things, hey, here's what the best looks like, and you should strive for this.
Am I too cynical, Tom, do you think, if I try to connect dots? Maybe these dots don't exist. Correct me if I'm wrong. Presidential rank awards were downplayed and then eliminated for a year. They're back now, but I don't think anybody believes that they are back with the level of prestige that they had before. Disinterest may be too much of a too strong of a word, but disassociation with the Service to America medals from the very top levels of the White House. Do you see dots to connect there, or am I over-concluding maybe?
No, I think that there's definitely in the same category of, you know, particularly since the financial crisis hit, and there were all kinds of stories about people in government having cushy jobs and safe jobs, and the endless stories of scandals of people doing bad things or not working or what, somehow, you know, defrauding the government. I think that even Democrats don't want to be closely associated with bureaucrats and the bureaucracy. And I think that's definitely been true in the Obama administration. And I get the circumstances under which they're operating, but now's the time. They don't have anything to have to worry about anymore. And they could make a very real difference. And really, this could really be a genuine motivating factor. And I think over the past several years, the government workforce has been severely demotivated. And that is, there's a high risk that that just becomes a vicious cycle. And if you don't care about that, well, things aren't going to get better. But there is one way to help get them better is to sort of put this back on track and say, let's emphasize really excellent things that are going on.
It's a little bit ironic, sadly ironic, I guess, that we're talking about the Service to America medals on the same day that we learn about the indictment of Jeff Neely, the main figure in the GSA conference scandal from a couple of years back, isn't it, Tom?
Yeah, and that kind of story is going to get a lot more ink. And, you know, listen, people in government should be held to the highest standard. There should be zero tolerance for this kind of stuff. So it's not as if I'm saying, hey, it's okay, and we should just tolerate a certain level of this stuff. I think news organizations have an obligation to really hold government's feet to the fire and say, you should not be doing these terrible things. But it doesn't preclude doing other stories that really show just the sort of routine nature of the kind of great work that goes on in government. And the other thing that's fascinating to me is this, the number of people who really are genuinely just working behind the scenes to make things happen. You know, the guy at NASA who, when NASA says, hey, let's just, you know, we'll use private companies to do orbital flights now, to handle flights to the space station, everything. Well, that's a tremendous effort involved in making that happen. And that's a really interesting story that ought to be told.